Thank you for joining the Faith Church Podcast. Connect with us on social media to receive daily inspiration by searching at Your Faith Church on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Get live streaming notifications, receive daily encouragement, and stay up to date on the latest information. Follow, like, and subscribe today.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. What I'm about to read to you will help you understand that you were blessed, that you were favored, that you were anointed. Everybody shout, I'm anointed.
I'm anointed.
Come on, all campuses, shout it. I'm anointed.
I'm anointed.
I'm anointed. But you can be anointed for long life. You can be anointed for good marriage. You can be anointed for good kids, but be broke as a joke. Ain't got no money. Work, 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 work. Hit the, see, I owe, so off to work I go. But then I don't teach on this stuff a lot because it is, our church is blessed. But it brought to mind, last Sunday I was in West Palm Beach, Florida, and I was shaking hands, and this guy walks up to me and he goes, hey, PD, I want to tell you something. He said, I could never come to church on the weekends because I'd have to just, you know, live stream it or whatever, but I couldn't come here, and it was my desire to be at church on the weekends. How many of y'all know God gives desires to your heart? So he's an online member, and there's online is absolutely incredible. In fact, I got to tell you this. Last week, we baptized 507 people in one weekend. And interesting enough, a lot of them were online people. In fact, a lady we Pastor Austin baptized in West Palm, she drove from Connecticut. We had people driving from Louisville. We had them all over because the church alive is worth the drive. So you're like, I go to church here. This is my church. I'm a small group. I do all that, but then I'm actually going to the holy city. Ask me why they didn't come to St. Louis. I don't know, but some of them did. But they were baptized because online. And this guy's watching online, but he wanted to go to church. So he said, I'm walking down my hospital where he works there in West Palm Beach. And he said, I'm walking past, and I forget what he said, like the head of the hospital, whoever that is. He bumps into the head of the hospital. He goes, I've been looking for you. How many of y'all know God will put you at the right place at the right time? He said, I've been looking for you. He said, come with me. We just do this meeting now. He said, we've been talking about you, and we decided that we actually wanted to put you in this executive area of the hospital, and you keep coming up in conversation. It's just kind of, you know, it's just such a coincidence that I meet you here. Said, you know what we're going to do, though, is the way this works now is you're going to have to work a little different hours and more hours, but, you know, here's the good news. You wouldn't work weekends at all, and your pay would double. Come on, somebody. So can you imagine how excited he was? Okay, so I want to not work on the weekends, and my pay is doubling. How many of y'all want to bump into your boss? How many of y'all, you know your boss, and you're like, I don't want to bump into my boss right now. Okay, so here's how it happens. He said, I started tithing, honoring God first. So I don't really teach on it. In fact, this year, another lady was telling me she's a single mom, and she was hoping to get this car loan, and she couldn't get it except for a real high rate of interest, and it was ripping her off. So she started tithing. So it meant every dime out of a dollar went to God first. And she said, you know what? You won't believe this. And I said, try me. I'm a believer. Who's ever heard of an unbelieving believer? And she said, I went back after a month of tithing. They ran my credit again at a real car dealership with real good financing. And not only did they give me the loan at this low rate of interest, I also qualified for some rebates that I didn't think I would get. She said, can you come out to my car right now and see what's happening? I'm like, no, but if you hashtag me on Instagram, I will celebrate with you. But my point is that people are getting blessed, and then other people I see that aren't tithing are not. So I looked at my notes, and I hadn't taught on it all year. So today's the day we're going to teach you how to get blessed from the blessor so that God can do the miracle that you want him to do in your life. Come on, somebody, help me right now with this. So this is out of the Message Bible. It says, begin by being honest. Look at your neighbor and say, stop being crooked, dude. Do honest people rob God? But you rob me day after day. You ask, well, how have we robbed you? The tithe and the offering, that's how. And now you're under a curse. And the whole lot of you, because you're robbing me. Bring the full tithe, not partial, the full tithe to the temple, treasury, or to the house of God, to the church, so that there will be ample provisions in my church. This is the only place in the Bible where God says, test me. He said, test me in this, and see if I do not open up heaven itself to you and pour out a blessing beyond your wildest dreams. This is God, and God says, test me. See if I will not open up heaven and allow heaven to start flowing from heavenly places, bump in opportunities, supernatural breakthroughs, because no longer are you under the curse, but you're under the blessing. A lot of people live under the curse, but they don't live under the blessing because they rob God. Now, you know, say like Austin right now in Florida, or MJ. I love them so much. Their names are tattooed on my arm. They're up in here. Because I just knew we're never divorcing Morgan. Because if Austin's got a problem, I will kill him and let him go by the way of the grave. So my family's, their name is on my arm. But as they say, tattoo on heart for tattoo on arm. They're in my heart. So if something happens to them, I don't have a dollar figure on them. I don't say, hey, they need this or that. And, you know, man, he's going to live or die. Well, how much is that going to be? Well, it's going to be $1,500. Would you take $900? So somebody abducts my daughter or something like that. It's like, how much they want? $10,000. That's a lot. Some of y'all need to laugh a little bit to help you. Some of you are like, I'm not going to laugh no matter what. I'm miserable. My marriage is miserable. My life is miserable. And I'm unhappy. We haven't had sex in 2 years. That's why. I wonder why. With a face like that. Come on, somebody ought to say, I got personality. I got a mood. I'm under the blessing. I don't have a dollar figure on my kid. Okay? So what we do with God a lot of times is we say, okay, God, I love you. Who the sun sets free. Where there is new wine. Oh, yes, Lord. There is new power. And then all of a sudden it's like, you want $100 out of 1,000? That's where I draw the line. So it's offensive to God. And it's not that God doesn't want to bless you or that God is looking for a dime out of a dollar. God is saying, hey, show me your treasure and I will see where your heart is. He said, where your treasure is, your heart will be also. He said, you can't serve God and money. Now, you can serve God with money, but either you will love one and hate the other or vice versa. And God is saying, I want all of you to be all of me. So that I know you love me. And so I can bless you. That's why he said, again, let's look at it. He said, test me in this and see if I do not open up heaven beyond your wildest expectation. Now, this also can happen very quick. There's a girl at our church, and Tuesday night, if you weren't there, we had a Holy Ghost party like you wouldn't believe. Things just started breaking loose, and I was telling stories about the Holy Ghost likes it when you dance. I know the chapel campus, I was watching them too, and they were dancing, and we got to dancing, and things got to happen in, and people were getting healed, and then all of a sudden people online started texting in miracles that were happening, and then all of a sudden I said, all right, we've went too long, let's shut it down. You are dismissed, go home, and nobody left, and so we were there for another hour. Come on, somebody. And it was just a downpour of the Spirit. So I said, yeah, the whole premise was the Holy Ghost likes it when you dance. See, God likes it when you give him everything and you look foolish like David. And so to the world, this might look foolish. So there's a girl in the crowd. At the end, she comes up. Nicole says, hey, this girl's got a story. And I know her really well. She goes there. She's at our house a lot of times. She's friends with Ashton, young girl. And she said she was at this job and didn't make hardly any money, minimum wage, and so she needed money for school, but she didn't have the money at all. So she asked Nicole on Sunday, you know, I don't know what's going on. So then Nicole says, which she typically doesn't do, we don't do this, so don't worry about it. But Nicole said, are you tithing? Because she's in our world a lot. She's at our home, so it's kind of like a motherly thing. Are you tithing? And she says, honestly, I'm not. And Nicole says, well, you might want to fix that because you don't make much. So since you don't make much, it's not really hard to give God $2.50. Come on, somebody, ought to help. But if you give God $2.50, then maybe you got to up your tithe to $10.10. In fact, there's a person at Weldon right now who he told me last week, his tithe check is what his paycheck was when he started at this church. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah to that. So Nicole says this, test God. Everybody shout, test God.
Test God.
Shout it again. Come on, why? Test God. God said it. We didn't test God. So on Sunday, she tests God. Tuesday night, she's real shy, cute girl. She's like, oh, you won't believe what happened. She comes up, Nicole runs up to my office with her, tells the story of four or five people. She said, there was a school that I hadn't applied for, but it's a school that I kind of wanted to go to. And then all of a sudden, I didn't contact them. They contacted me, and they gave me a $20,000 scholarship for dancing. Come on, somebody. A dance. She loves dancing. She's a dancer. And I said, the Holy Ghost likes it when you dance. Come on, somebody ought to say amen. So on Sunday, she's out of money. On Tuesday, there's $20,000 in a miracle. And you say, well, I'd like to try that with God first, like Cuba Gooding Jr. Show me the money. No. You don't say, fire, give me heat. You put in wood after wood, then fireplace, give heat. You can't go to the cornfield and expect to receive corn if there's nothing in the ground. So that is the tithe. What does the tithe mean? It means 10%. It also means the first 10%. Not saying, hey, I'll get to it after I pay all my bills. No, but this is the separation between a lot of people and others. Like 80% of the church doesn't tithe. And we're fine with that. I don't care if you don't tithe. Doesn't bug me the slightest. We're doing fine with 20% of the church building churches and changing the world. Now, could God's, when he says this, when he said, when you rob me, you rob the whole nation. What's he mean by that? And I asked him one time. He said, oh, yeah. He said, what that means is there's not the resources in my house to evangelize the world. So you're robbing the whole nation because only 20% of the people carry the load. If 100% of the people tithe, we'd be buying all the TV time on CBS, NBC. We'd probably own it. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. So God's saying, hey, then he says, why is the children of the world smarter than the children of light? In other words, God's saying, why are my kids so stupid? I love them and all. And they're like, I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. God is good. And all the time, God is good. I'm blessed and highly favored. But you're broke. God wants you blessed, not broke. Everybody shout it. Blessed, not broke. And again, I'm fine. You don't have to tithe. Doesn't bug me one iota. But we, as a family, as a church, people wonder how we're so blessed. We said, God, we're going to test you. And the first 10%, so you know, that comes into this ministry immediately goes out. So when you give to this church, you're giving to missions around the world. You're buying ambulances. You're rescuing girls out of sex trafficking. So you give here. See, a church is not something you give to. It's you give through. I'm going to say it again. A church, if it's run right, like this one, you don't give to it. You give through it. So then we spot and identify and vet the organizations that are doing exactly what they say they're doing. So when you give here, you're blessing the whole world. Does that make sense? Test me. Everybody shout, test me. He said, test me. You've robbed me. Now let's go to this next point. He said, by robbing me, you've robbed the whole nation and you're under the curse. Test me and see if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Or the message says blessings. Now the message is a paraphrase translation. The King James is an actual literal translation. And the literal translation says, if you, check this out, if you see if I will not throw up the floodgates of heaven and pour you out so much blessing that you will not have room enough to contain it. Blessing. Now let's talk about blessings versus blessing. Blessings is things. Blessings is, you know, health. Blessings is good marriage. Blessings, plural. But blessing is God. So in the law of first mention, theologically, God is saying, right, I am, see if I will not open up the blessing. Now, if you get the blessing, you get all the blessings. So my kids, when they go out to eat, and we probably will tonight in Florida, when we go out to eat, they won't even think of paying because their father's there, because I've always paid, and they know I always pay. There's been a couple times that MJ's like, Austin, let's pay. You know, we never pay. And we're at Burger King. This would be a good time to pay. Come on, somebody. Right now. She's a wise woman. Somebody ought to help me right now. And so, but I don't want them to pay. I don't want them thinking about paying. Because, you know, you see those signs too that says, we offer senior discounts. My daddy always, his philosophy was, I don't need a senior discount. And seniors don't need a senior discount. Because you've been alive this long, you should have enough money to not need a discount. Come on. So when I go, I'm their father. So if they get me, they get all of me. They get the part they don't like of me. They get the part they do like of me, but they get me. And when they get me, they get all the blessings. Now, I'm a devilish, horrible dad compared to your father. He said, I want to meet all of your needs according to my riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Somebody ought to help me right now. He said, let them shout for joy and be glad. Somebody ought to give God praise today who favor my righteous cause. Come on, West Palm. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified in the prosperity of his people. So what if I came up here today in this sharp suit, Ashton picked it out for me in Australia, $89 for the pants and like $59 for the jacket. Good deal. And I think I look pretty good today. I was actually judging myself for pride. I was like, listen, no, you just keep on. I didn't mean it. Yes, I did. Okay, so this is my suit. What if I came in this suit and Ashton comes in and she's got holes in her shoes? I would say rips in her pants, but that's true. She's all ragged out. I was like, man, what's up with that? How come the father looks good and they're at a dinner party and she has nothing to wear? She's in poverty, but the father is blessed by the blesser. Is that making sense right now? So if you realize who you really are, the plane starts going down. And by the way, I'll one-up that lady. When you get on an airplane, which I fly all the time, as soon as I get on American or Delta or Southwest, I slam the side of that plane when I'm walking in, right? So you got this big hole, and I say, I hijacked this plane. And I don't say that because it scares people. So I say inside, I go, I hijacked this plane right now. I say, I'm going to the other side without accident or incident in the name of Jesus. And so now I go and say, he will give his angels charge over me. The Bible said that he would soar with me. I agree that the woman should have said in the name of Jesus, he saved her life. But I don't want everybody screaming, wetting their pants around me. Come on, somebody. So I want to get rid of that. I don't want my drink spilled or anything. I want to hijack it before I get on it. So what I'm saying now is when you realize that God is saying, test me in the tithes, the first 10% belongs to me, no longer do you see it as an obligation, because this isn't a heaven or hell issue. You don't go to heaven or hell based on tithing. You go to heaven or hell based on Jesus and believing in Jesus, and you never have to give Jesus a dime. Austin doesn't stop being my son if he's bad, and he was always good. Ashton doesn't start being my daughter if she's bad, because she wouldn't be my daughter. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. But I'm here to tell you that God doesn't judge this on your performance. This is just either you get a check because you invested in Walmart or you don't. You either get a check because you invested in Apple or you don't. It's not God's problem. It's not a heaven or hell problem. It's God saying, test me and see if you do not bless me. I'm looking for you to bless me. And when you bless me, trust me, I can bless the socks off of you. One day you can't get any money. Next day you got a full scholarship. One day they're ripping you off because you're in the world system and you're trying to buy a car with no blessing on you. 1 month later, you go back and now they say something cleared up. And not only are we giving you a good rate, now we're giving you a rebate. That's God saying, watch what I can do when I open my window. Somebody ought to help me right now and see that I will not put my supernatural power on your life. So God said, test me. Look at your neighbor and say, test me. Look back at him and say, tic tac. Proverbs 3 verse 9. Come on, wave your hand up in the air like you don't care. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm going to let you take me to breakfast after this. That's right. By the way, there's a Cracker Barrel. This is how I know that it's God's will for us to be here. Because at our church in Fenton, where we experienced great success, we're not there anymore, God bless us, there was a Cracker Barrel at the end of the road. When I bought this church, there was a Cracker Barrel at the end of the road right here across the bridge. When we started the church there in Royal Palm, or West Palm Beach, there's a Cracker Barrel right there at the edge of Highway 95. I promise you, when you get to heaven, there will be a Cracker Barrel. Come on, somebody. And I'm not sponsored by Cracker Barrel. People think I am, but I'm not. Proverbs 3, verse 9. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase. So, here's the promise. So shall your barns, your garages, your houses be filled with plenty, and your presses burst forth with new wine. So when you honor the Lord with your first fruits, so shall your barns be filled with plenty. Now, what I'm about to tell you right now is before I was a preacher, so don't get mad at me. I was not a pastor. I was a business guy. Nicole was a business girl. When I met Nicole, she had that little 7-year-old boy. She lived in an apartment complex, and I lived in a home. I lived about 2 miles from her, and I had good stuff. I had a yellow Corvette that matched the exact same color as my yellow Jeep that matched my exact same color of my yellow Harley, and I was kind of just single, ready to mingle, balling. Come on, somebody. I was living my life, doing my thing, and all of a sudden, she comes into my world, and she lives in this little apartment. Now, what she is doing that I don't know that she's doing is she's just in between. She doesn't know God has her on hold for me. Come on, somebody. Oh, yeah. Come on. Who's on hold in here? All my single ladies. Come on now. All the single guys, raise your hand. Come on, somebody. Look around, single ladies, and see what you got in the house today, okay? All right, so they're going to church. That's the right move. By the way, don't look at the outward appearance. You can always change that. Nicole changed my hair. She changed my wardrobe. And she changed my mind. You can fix him as long as he's in church. But you can't go to the world and try to get him into the Word. But if you got him here, you can look at him and say, well, if I make enough money, I can fix that. So she tells me, check this out. She says, I want to talk about money because we're just days away from being married. I thought, oh, well, she got college, you know, student loans. She's broke, single mom. She's hot. I can deal with it. I'll make the money. She goes, no, it's not a lack of money. Like, I make a lot of money, and I'm a tither. The first fruits always go to God, and that's why I'm so blessed. I'm like, how blessed is you living in your little apartment? She said, well, last month, and this is kind of the way I roll, my paycheck was $100,000. And I said, excuse me? What you talking about, Willis? No. Yeah, what was the last one? I was like, 89,000? Oh my God, I was like, I love you, baby, I love you. I've never been so attracted to a woman in my life. Who's your daddy? Come on, somebody on the head right now. If you're new here and you're a visitor here, I hope you watched online a while so you were ready for all this mess up in here. Come on, somebody. I ain't every preacher's preacher, but I'm somebody's preacher. Come on, somebody. I'm just here to tell you today, I'm here to party. I sell the happy Jesus. I watched him on TV today. I was watching one. I'm telling you, you're getting ready to go to hell. I was watching one. You're going to hell and your family members will be in hell. In fact, a lot of your family members are in hell today. And I'm like, oh my God. I mean, I realize it's true, but really, is this the way we're going to attract people? And no offense to those guys. Flip the channel, and other guys are like, the Lord is getting ready to split the eastern sky today, and you will wind up in hell. I'm like, oh, man. So finally, I just turned on MTV, and they're like, say my name. Come on, somebody. I was like, yeah, at least I know that's wrong. Like, I'm not sure if they're wrong or right, and I'm confused. I'm like, I know that's jacked up. I'm going to go jacked up. You get whacked up. Come on, somebody. So Nicole says, I am a first fruiter. And I'm almost out of time. Come back, West Palm, for the next service because it'll be different. I'm going to stream to you. You stay for the next one. Promise you it'll get better. We're getting more songs are going to come out. I got a lot more. How could I say goodbye? I like boys to men, right? It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. This sermon is over. I've run out of time. I gotta get the highway to Sunset Hills right now. That's why I like live streaming, so I can play around and not waste my time running the highways with cops chasing us. It's so hard. Okay. Now I'm really jacking around. Man. Okay. I'm going to tell you the rest. So Nicole says a topic. So, okay, fine. Time. Now I realize my dad's a pastor. So you think my dad doesn't love Nicole? She's dropping $10,000 bombs in the offering. And then God started increasing us. And that's when I tell you about when I bought bought a $165,000 house and sold it a few years later for $1 million. How could that happen?
Window open. Blessing pour out.
And then our next place, we bought a big old barn. The barn was about half the size of this auditorium. And it's full of horses. Beautiful horses. And we were blessing God a lot. But there's nothing wrong with you being blessed. So I don't mind you getting blessed. And full of every, like the Bible said, your barns, let's look at it one last time. He said, when you first fruit God, he said that your barns will be filled with plenty and your presses will overflow with new wine. So we had all that. And then one day, as you know, God spoke to me and said, hey, I want you to give it all to me. Take it all away and everything. Give it to the ministry. Give your life to me. And so we did. We started a little thing called Faith Church St. Louis. It ended up growing up so big, it changed like St. Louis Bread Company to Panera. Then we changed to faithchurch.com because God sent us to Florida. Come on, somebody ought to say amen. And he's sending us around the world. Come on, St. Louis, get a little more excited than that. You're like, I don't know. You need to suck up to the people in Florida because you're going to need a place to stay when you get old in the wintertime. So I'm just telling you, it's all true. The first 10% goes to God. Then he sent an offering. Because the 10% is God's anyway. Now you make an offer to God. Say, God, this is yours and I'm returning it. Because without you, I wouldn't have had the job. Without you, I wouldn't have the blessing. I wouldn't have the favor. So that is yours. I return it. But now here's something that's mine. And I give it to you. For God so loved the world, he gave his first fruit son, Jesus. God said, out of all the trees in the garden, you can have anything. But don't touch this one. This symbolizes the tithe. So the first dime out of a dollar goes to God. I'm completely out of time. I think you have something to watch. Florida, come back for the next service. I got more jams. Come on, somebody. See you soon.
We're glad you joined us today. We know God is doing so much in and through your life, and we want to hear about it. If you take a moment and send us an email and tell us your story at yournewfriend@faithchurch.com. Also, if you'd like to support and partner with this ministry, we'd love for you to go to faithchurch.com/give and simply select the best giving option for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoyed today's message.